listening to DQ, Upgrading Human Potential. Get ready to shift your body to hold the vibrational pattern of the supernatural. Whether you are ready to explore what it means to clear your cells of toxic programming, or you are ready to step into the advanced human potential, this show will allow you to experience DQ, a cutting-edge process that will reprogram your cells to reprogram your life.
Hello and welcome to this podcast, inspiring discussions around DQ on the Activate Evolution platform. Here today with Serena Lauren and myself, Gabriela from Kennel 5. Welcome. So Serena and I have thought about today's topic and really want to dive a little deeper. Having had the last topic was on love, it was in February. However, no matter what time you're listening to this podcast, it's about change, diving a little deeper into change and then discovering how through DQ we can apply the modality, the tools to help our bodies, our cells, and our consciousness to evolve. So, Serena, your thoughts around change?
Well, you know what? I just know that we have just been giving a full menu of change for a very long time now. And my body sometimes goes into a little like, oh, I've had enough of this. And so the resistance, I often clear that for myself and just notice that it's much easier to just flow and to choose that and make a conscious choice to choose flow when I find that I'm feeling a little tight, like, oh, I've had enough of this, please stop, which is what some of the energy that comes up for me personally. And just to know that change is our friend. And sometimes we get so comfortable in how things were, and we go, oh, this is just perfect. Please don't mess with my life. I like it just the way it is. But the truth is, there's more growth with change, and the world has certainly supplied us with a full menu of change in the last few years. And I think it's not going to stop I doubt that it will ever stop. I think if we're on an evolution journey, we are going to learn to flow with it and to embrace it.
Absolutely. So you're bringing in just again that consciousness of being aware of whether we have any resistance towards a change and then inviting flow. There is a beautiful cat, Serena's doing a little screen jump. I always love when animals join our cause. And yes, totally. We've been around for a while. We have experienced absolutely numerous amounts of changes constantly. And since we are talking about DQ and the changes within our cells, so whether it is a change in season that impacts on our cells or a change in our whole evolution, our growing personal growth, so it can be changes on the outside or from the inside. DQ is such an amazing process. And I was thinking about change, and one thing that you learn as you go through DQ is you learn about the seven elements and the seven levels of, I don't know, is it seven levels of consciousness or seven elements anyway? So for me, this is really, there are tools and levels of consciousness that help me moving through change. And the first level really is called, or the first ray, the first level, the first element is called I am not my mind, or I'm not what my mind tells me I am. The second level is I am not my thoughts, or I am not what I'm thinking I am, are not my thoughts. And so even these first two levels of consciousness, I always believe they help through change, because we can get up, caught up in thought, we can get caught up in our minds. Sometimes it's through a hormonal something, an old program that is going on. And again, back to what Serena said, recognizing any static, any resistance, am I in an old looping program that doesn't allow me to flow? So DQ has so many different tools. I'm just going to read the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh elements. So the third element is, I am energy that fluctuates in vibration. Nothing exists outside myself is the fourth. The fifth is, I am only an illusion. The sixth is, my reality is an illusion. And the seventh is, I do not exist. So gradually through these elements, we let go. We let go in density. We shift consciousness. We shift through levels. And as we learn about the DQ process, the process itself is an amazing tool that we can apply daily going through change. So Serena, anything else that popped into your mind as we're here?
Well, something that goes with what we're discussing is learning or working toward being really more conscious. And that happens with the seven elements too, as we really take those in. But to become aware of how we are showing up is such a major shift. And for me, my process with this platform, I have to say that's been one of the most revolutionary changes for me, is just to really drop into full consciousness. And I still, you know, go sideways some, but oh my goodness, the things I've discovered about myself and how I show up and how much the mind chatter has run me. And it's just been such a gift to have the shift and to realize that all of this is just what has been programmed in to keep me safe. And I have had a huge I am safe or I'm not safe programming for my whole life. And so, oh my goodness, to get that gift of I'm not my mind, I'm not my thoughts. Oh, what a, and it's just, and every, you know, I catch myself most of the time now when I go into a looping pattern, and it's like, oh, come home, come on, come back to center, go here into this beautiful heart space and reflect from here on whatever's going on. And what a shift. It's always magical.
Thank you so much for sharing that, because I think when we, you or I, share some personal experiences, that helps our listeners, and I really appreciate it too. So it's the awareness, the mindfulness, the tools of the seven elements, and much more, has helped you to shift from a survival pattern or loop really into a here and now, being present. And I know as well for myself how my mind, my whole being is so much calmer since applying the many tools on the DQ program. It's like little things don't even touch the sides of any worry. So when we step, or when we are guided to step into a place of calm or neutrality, we have more connection to who we truly are, or we call it also divine expression. So we tap into being ourselves more truly, rather than reacting, like Serena said, in survival, that stops us from actually being who we truly are. And through that, we have much more energy. My energy levels are way above than what I had 2 years ago. It's like I would never have thought or believed that I could have just so easily so much energy all the time. It's fantastic. I mean, there are still lots of things that I will continue to grow and to shed and to let go, but DQ is truly an amazing foundation that helps your body and also, of course, your mind, your emotion to heal into expression of who you truly are.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was thinking, too, as you were reflecting, the shift from making decisions from that survival lizard brain kind of part of us, rather than from the fullness that we are. I mean, when we stop running up here and from that, you know, brainstem area where we're just in survival, then we can reconsider a decision we might be making from a higher energy, from our heart. I always think of my heart when I, you know, not making my decisions up here, but to go here when I'm doing it. Hello, Serafina. She feels the energy.
She's dancing with us. She's playing with us. Yeah. So how about, Serena, let's maybe do a collective beautiful DQ process to invite our divine consciousness in and clear anything that has or showing up or is ready to be acknowledged that has resisting us to be in our flow, our true self, and flowing through changes.
Any kind of programming that is making you stall from being your full expression. Let's just clear that out.
It. Any programming that, yes, keeps us in stall. Yeah, loved it, Serena. Yeah. Do you want to take it away? And we'll see how we go with the flow. And if eventually even an ohm code comes in, we allow that to happen. Ohm codes is also one of the teachings that we offer here on the Activate Evolution platform, that even holds a higher or even deeper frequency process intelligence. So let's go for it.
Okay. So let's put our hands on our heart and breathe in that beautiful rainbow light. And just see it flow from the pineal, electrifying that mitochondria inside our beautiful pineal gland. And see it flow down into our heart center. And let's see all those beautiful ions in our ionic grid turn on as we fill our whole body with light. And we're going to bring in this beautiful symbol of the Lu. And just take that into your being and see it start to spin clockwise and counterclockwise as it clears the looping patterns. And we're going to just consider what belief system might be running that's in the way of our full expression. And I'm getting, if I'm authentic, I won't be loved or accepted. And I'm just checking to see if there's anything else. Also, if I'm seen, I will be prosecuted or shamed. Then I'm just going to scan for an emotion. And the emotion is around freedom. It's the feeling of being trapped. Being trapped if you fully express who you really are. Being afraid to express who you really are. Being stuck in old programming that holds you back from full expression. And then I'm going to see if there's a life category. I'm also going to check to see if there's a fear. I don't know. Let's see if there's a fear. I'm getting a fear of not existing. And I'm going to fill that out with a little more information. Fear of not existing if you change into your full expression of your divinity. Fear that people will judge you for that and not, you know, that you won't be as one, you know, as safe and as wonderful as you think you are in your safe pattern, in your safe program. So that's what it means to not exist in this particular reading, you know, feeling like you're shifting into a new expression and you're holding back because you're afraid of how that will look to others in your world. And then we're going to check and see if there's a life category. And I'm getting it's the life category of survival. Isn't that perfect? So let's just really just feel into all of those looping cycles that I just mentioned. And just see us going in to clear those. And with the help of this beautiful symbol we call the ska, which is scalar. And we're just going to use this energy of this amazing symbol to clear, cancel, delete, and remove those old looping patterns that are holding us back from being the beautiful, brand new, wondrous expression that is our truth of our being. Allowing us to step into the light and fully radiate our divinity. And just giving us a moment to really take that in and see the cells. We're bringing in the rainbow light to help make this transition, this transformation, and set it in for us. And feel that beautiful rainbow light come forth. And just swim through every cell and molecule and all the spaces between in your whole being. See yourself just full of light as you turn on the fullness of who you are. I'm going to scan for an I am for that. I am the full expression of my divine. I flow with ease. I am the divine, I am the full expression of my divine. I flow with ease. And I'm going to show you the expression symbol that we have here, which is called, we call it Scalar 33, but just feel the energy of this if your eyes are open and just take this in and then go ahead and close your eyes again as we complete this. And we just know that we are this fullness. As we take in this full expression of who we are, we just feel that moving into every cell and molecule. And we say, thank you. I love you. It is done. Gabriella, do you want to do an Om code or do you want me to? Whichever.
To be truly honest, I think it feels so beautiful and complete.
I wasn't feeling like we needed
very
it.
Very quiet, very peaceful. So no, I think yes, with the thank you, I love you, it is done. Yeah. It is complete.
I invite everyone to just feel the energy. Feel the energy of this transformation. This is, you are now in touch with your fullness, your divine expression. And really take that in and hold on to it and let it be who you are. Oh,
it's so beautiful, Serena. Thank you so much. And, you know, no matter how many hundreds of DQ processes I have experienced or done, it's just a treat, a gift, something so special every single time. And I hope that you as a listener out there also feel this beautiful frequency of full divine expression that has come through, that is held in your cells now. So the intelligence of your cells has received this upgrade and is holding this. And for me, it's that I think I really needed this, because I feel so much softer, so much flowy, so much gentler. So it's like a completely, even my voice feels more flowy and softer. So thank you for facilitating this, Serena. That was really, really beautiful, spot on, for flowing with change. And I invite each and every one to perhaps do the process again, to certainly have a look at other podcast activations and activities on the Activate Evolution platform. So there is lots and lots there. Take your time, find your ways through the website, and we will meet again. Thank you so much for being here. Serena, anything else that you want to say in closure?
No, I just invite everyone to really claim their transformed being. This is who you truly are.
Thank you so much. And we will show up again in another podcast in probably about a month's time. So thank you. Thank you for being here, and see you again.
Bye-bye, everyone. Namaste.
Hello, this is Joel Zarnes, the founder and creator of DQ, Dermal Expression Cellular Upgrade. DQ is changing the lives of all that explore the infinite potential in reprogramming cellular intelligence. I want to personally invite you to experience DQ by joining DQ Live for free. DQ Live is a monthly membership where community members meet with a master DQ practitioner to receive DQ cellular readings and healings. If you are wanting to experience DQ and enhance your experience with like-minded souls, DQ Live is for you. Visit activateevolution.com to sign up today for free.